Just like yesterday, thunderstorms are in the forecast for the remainder of the day into the night. And some of these storms are going to be on the strong or severe side. For that reason, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for the entire area through 10 p.m. Some of these storms are going to have frequent vivid lightning, torrential downpours, large hail, and strong gusty winds. So be on the lookout for storms, and if a storm happens to come into your area, remain indoors until the storm passes, and if you are outside and can hear thunder or see lightning, then the best thing to do is head indoors until the storm safely passes. Now, as we work into the night, we're still going to have some storms around. Again, the potential for severe storms goes into this evening. Later on at night, there's still the potential for some storms, but they should be under severe levels. It's going to be a warm and pretty muggy night for this time of year, with temperatures that fall back into the 60s. And with all of this humidity around, we are going to have some low clouds in fog form, especially after midnight. We'll do it again tomorrow in terms of warmth and humidity. Temperatures should push up into the 70s in most areas, and it's going to be very humid with dew points in the middle to perhaps upper 60s. As we go through the day tomorrow, a cold front will push in from the west, and that is going to provide focus for another round of showers and thunderstorms as we go through the day tomorrow. And again, some of these storms could end up being strong or severe. The cold front, though, means business, and it's going to bring about a much cooler air mass for Friday and the weekend. Additionally, the front will stall to our east on Friday, so that's going to bring us the chance for some showers, perhaps even some rain, as we wrap up the work week and head into the weekend. And some of those showers could linger into Saturday, depending upon how quickly that front pushes off to the east. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch through 10 p.m., scattered showers and storms with areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch through 10 p.m., scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch through 10 p.m., scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect through 10 p.m., scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, muggy, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, warm and humid, high in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with showers likely, not as warm, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Saturday, variably cloudy with showers possible, high in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.